Okay, we left off in mine, which is the fifth paragraph. Im kein efo, eich lo yitzdarech lahoyti zman. Just by means of Akdama to the part of the Akdama we are up to, just want to say, you know, tonight and tomorrow is the yahrzeit of my Rebbe, the Goyin, the Tzaddik, the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Nassim Zvi Finkel Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva, the Mir. Right now, I'm not going to talk about him at length, and want to really get into back into the Mesil Shasharim, but just to say, if you want, it's maybe Shaykh, 2 years ago here, gave a hesped in the morning when he was Nifter. If you go, it's up on YU Torah, you could find it over there, and it's definitely, I would tell you tonight or tomorrow to listen. I know for myself, it's just something just to learn about the Rosh Yeshiva and to be inspired by some stories and some Torah and some ideas from about the Rosh Yeshiva on his yahrzeit is something that can be very special, and it's chus for his neshama and it's chus for us. But just to say, you know, we're learning about and we see what we're trying to develop, what we've been talking about over the last few weeks, of becoming a person who's a balanced Eved Hashem, who understands that balance between obvious amelus b'toira and learning Torah and growing in yediyas haTorah and in the way we serve their bonus one, but also in our ava and yira and dveikus and the emotional connection to Hashem, the awe of Hashem, the love of Hashem, and how important it is to learn Sifrei Musar to develop that. That's what we've really been talking about and learning about for a few weeks now. In my life, there's nobody that I came in contact with and no one I had the schus to build a relationship with more so than the Rosh Yeshiva, the Rav Nassim Tzvi, that embodied this value system. There was somebody that was, on one hand, kulo Torah, on one hand, a model and a melus b'Torah and a smud b'Torah, and at the same time, a model of what it means to be someone who has tremendous avas Hashem and tremendous yiras Hashem and understands the importance of learning Sifrei Musar and growing as in our dveikus to Hashem. And that's why it was that anyone in the world could connect to him, and anyone in the world felt like he was the Rebbe and best friend. And Bez Hashem, we should be zoicha to follow in such footsteps, and obviously to have such a role model who comes from a similar world that we came from, that we come from, is in a certain sense the ultimate role model for us. And we have to have these she'ifas for greatness. And how does one have she'ifas for greatness unless you look at people like this? There have already, over the last couple of years, been a few books put out, and to read about such tzaddikim. Because we don't understand what we can attain and who we can become and what our kochos really are. But when you read about and yearn to be similar to such tzaddikim, it will bring us to fulfill our ultimate potential, wherever that might lie. So may Hashem, we should be zoicha in the schus of the tzaddik of Nassim Tzvi, to follow in his footsteps, and he should be a male Yosha for all of Klal Yisrael. We should only have simcha and bracha. Alright, let's read Vayitur, Mrs. Sharm. Im kein efo, eich lo yitzdarech lo yitzizman al iyan hazeh. If based on everything we just said, and if you recall just a very quick chazar in one or two lines, the importance of studying Yiras and Avis and Dveikus Lashem, the importance of studying Sifrei Musar, and how few individuals become true chasidim, true pious individuals, either because they're not studying such works, or they're not intellectually knowledgeable enough and understanding enough of such works. So how's it? How's it possible not to spend time learning this? How's it possible not to try to know the depth, the amitas advarim, the true areas of life we should be focusing on, and to understand how to acquire them, and also how to keep them? You know, it's an amazing thing. Every one of us at some point in our life has spent time trying to build our Avas Hashem, our Yiras Hashem. And had why is Liknoisam, but sometimes they're Liknoisam, and who says they're Likaimam? Right? Sometimes there are individuals who at points in their life feel so close to Hashem, at points in their life build a certain relationship with Hashem, and then it's lost. It's not Likaimam. We have to learn how Liknoisam u Likaimam, as the Ramchal says. Every word here is a gem if you pick up on it. to learn how to acquire that relationship, as well as continuously feel it established in part of us. Where's that wisdom going to come from? And it's a wisdom, it's a chachma, if you don't search for it. And since we all understand, and it's truthful to all of us, how we have to become complete Jews, tmimus, in our avodas Hashem, tmimus means there's a consistency, it's daily, it's routine to us, but in a nice way, in a beautiful way, and the obligation to try to purify ourselves and become cleansed from anything connected to our mitzvahs. And we all have our areas that need cleansing. We all have these areas. Shizulas Eila Eina Nirtzos Vade Klaolim Enes Umisoeves. Without this, without building that relationship and building that avoida, that level of avoida, we're not wanted by the Rabbanu Shalom, but Pum Faker, just the opposite. We're repulsive and disgusting. Why? Ki Chol Levavos Dorish Hashem Chol Yeter Machshavos Mevin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going on deep in our hearts. And he understands all of our thoughts. At all. And this is the area that we're discussing, by the way, when it comes to what we've been discussing, building our Ava and our Yira and our Dveikas, that's so much an Avodah Shebelev, right? Meaning you have individuals who on the Chitzonius, on the outside, look like they're the firmest Jews in the world. Because they daven 3 times a day with a minion, and they have siddurim to learn Torah both in morning and night. They learn 3 hours in the morning, 3 hours at night. I'm talking big time. As a balabas, it's tremendous. But even mamish, an hour morning, hour at night could be tremendous for some, right? And they say their brachos, and they're wearing tzitzis, and... But lamaisa, what's going on in the machshavos? Where's their thought process? Both sur meirav ase tov, are there chas v'shalom thoughts that are not clean in their heads, and what they're thinking about, and what their avoid is, and are they thinking about Rabbeinu Shalom constantly? And that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu seeks. Kol levavos dorish Hashem. As Chazal teaches, Rachmana liba boy, he wants our heart. Manane, and this is a very big line. Manane biyoyim at toichecha. What are we going to answer on the day of toichecha? What's toichecha? What is toichecha? Rebuke, reproof, right? What is yoyim toichecha? Im Yisrael shal nu. Let's just finish. What are we going to answer on Yom Techacha? We're going to get back to that. We have to analyze that and understand that. If we are weak in analyzing and spending time developing these areas, and we leave it over, which is so incumbent upon us, and we just leave it to chance, that's the main thing Hashem asks of us. This is the main area Hashem asks for us. And what's going to be Yom Techacha if we don't do this? Why specifically? Now we'll get back. Let's just, why specifically Yom Techacha, not Yom Hadin? Ma nena be Yom Hadin. Why Yom Techacha? Why Yom Techacha? What's Ikr Ma Hashem? That's Ikr Ma Hashem Shalom. Ma Hashem Elokeinu Shalom Imanu. Is that the main thing Hashem asks of us? Is our Ava? Is our Yira? Is this? Is that true? By the way, also, doesn't Hashem ask us to learn Torah, to daven, to do? Why is that the main thing Hashem asks of us? You guys know what he's alluding to, what pasuk is alluding to, guys? Does that sound similar to a pasuk? Ma Hashem Elokeinu Shalom Imanu. Pasuk in Parshas Ekev. Vata Yisrael. Ma Hashem Elokeinu Shalom Imach. What? Well, it's not exactly. I'm saying Ma Hashem Elokeinu Shalom Imanu. He says it's very similar, but what? Oh, you have it in your copy. In my copy, it's not the actual pasuk here. Later he quotes the actual pasuk, if I'm not mistaken. Later he quotes the actual pasuk. Here I think he's just alluding to the pasuk, and he's alluding to that pasuk. Vata Yisrael Ma Hashem Elokecha Shalom Imach Ki Im Liyira Ula'ava, and it goes on and on. What does Hashem ask of us? And if you look at the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh over there, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh points out, if you open up here, right, you open up and you read in Parshas Ekev, and you find that pasuk that he's, I believe, alluding to over here. Right? So if you look over there, it's a whole laundry list. It's Chamish Yif Parshas Ekev, Perek Yud Pasuk Yud Beis, and it goes on to Yud Gimel. Vatoyisrael, Ma Hashem Lekecha Shalom Imach. What does Hashem God you ask of you? Kiim liyira as Hashem Lekecha, but to fear, to be in awe. Lalechas b'chol derachav, to go in all his ways. La'avoso, to love him. V'lavod Hashem Lekecha b'chol levav v'chol chanashcha. And to serve him with all your heart and all your soul. Lishmar es mitzvah Hashem, to keep all the mitzvahs, as chukosav, as chukim, sh'noichim mitzavcha yom, l'toiv lach. That I've commanded you today, which is good for you. There's a lot of things to ask of us, right? It's a long list, right? To be in awe of God, yira. Lalechas b'chol derachav, la'avoso. To serve him with all your heart and all your soul, to keep all his mitzvahs, it's like 6, 7, 8 things and big time things. Rav Chaim HaKadosh asks, and many ask, why is it Ma Hashem Lekecha Shalom Imach Ki? What does it mean? That's basically saying in English, all he asks of you is, there's a whole laundry list. It's a lot. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu could ask of us whatever he wants. We all understand that. He asks 600 mitzvahs. How's the pasuk saying all he asks of this is all? You know, it's Ki'ilu. You get home Erev Shabbos late, and it's an hour before Shabbos, and you walk into your house, and your mother says, all I need you to do is clean the entire kitchen, go buy all food for Shabbos, cook all the food for Shabbos, bathe 3 of your siblings, and set the Shabbos table. Now, is your mother allowed to ask that of you? She can ask whatever she wants of you. But to introduce it with a statement, akdama, as if all I ask of you is the following, as if that's something very small, and then list so many things. So what's our Chaim HaKadosh says? Say, you have to read the pasuk like this. Period. All Hashem asks is Yiras Hashem. Yiras Shemayim. Then what's the rest? That's all byproducts of Yiras Shemayim. If you work on your Shemayim, if you work on being in awe of Hashem, and feeling that closeness to Hashem, Shavizya, Jemim, Yisavid, Vada, you're going to go in all His ways. Vada, you're going to build a love for Hashem, as the Maharal explains. Vada, you're going to keep all mitzvahs and serve Hashem with all your heart and soul because of that Yira. So what? Hakol b'day Shemayim, chutz mi Yira Shemayim. All we have to do is work on our Yira Shemayim, and everything else will happen. So that's what he's alluding to here when he says, what are you going to answer, Biyam Techacha, if you weaken the area? Shu Iker Ma Hashem Lekein Hashem Imanu. That's the Iker thing Hashem asks of you. Based on our Chaim, makes sense. It's the only thing Hashem asks of you. And we don't work on our Yerushamayim. We're not trying to improve our Yerushamayim. We're trying to grow in Yerushamayim. Why Yom Techacha? Yom Techacha. What about Yom Adin? So I saw this. If I'm not mistaken, it's the Gra explains like this. If I'm not mistaken, definitely I've seen this discussed and many discussed the difference in Din and Teichacha. Specifically, it's based on there's a Beis Halevi that explains this. The Beis Halevi actually also, so Beis Halevi discusses this by Yosef Atzadik, where he says Ani Yosef Oy Davi Chai, where the Medrash says Oy Lanu Miyom Adin, Oy Lanu Miyom Teichacha. We see, Din and Teichacha are two different things. Judgment and Teichacha. What is this Teichacha? So we can explain as follows. Din, there's going to be one day there's going to be a judgment. And that we all understand, that's scary. It's enough to be scary. Imagine one day we get up to Shemayim, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to check every little thing we've ever done, the good and the bad, and there's going to be, as we've been taught from kindergarten, a scale, perhaps something to that degree, and all our mitzvahs and all our veras, and all the kavamas that go into them, and how pure they were, and toivara, everything's going to be judged. That's din. You know what techacha is? Techacha is much scarier. You know what techacha is? It's a judgment of who we could have been. Of who we could have become. All the time that we were lazy and we didn't put in enough effort and we didn't aspire to be great enough. And who we could have become, who we could have been. That's very scary. But one day we get up to Shemayim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, where was the Goyin and the Tzadik HaRav Pliny Ben Pliny? That never became that. Not just we're judged on our actions, but who we could have been. That's Yom Techacha. And that's why the Ramchal is using that lashon specifically here, perhaps. Manena biyom techacha, meaning not lemaisa. I'm a good person. I'm a good Jew. I'm a good Jew. I daven 3 times a day with the minyan. How many of my friends don't? You know, How many friends don't? And I'm part of Baruch Hashem. You guys are part of yeshiva still. You guys all have friends that are not part of yeshiva anymore. It's no, you're not in that tkuf of life where you have such a chiyuv in the same way that you did in high school and what has become of Shana Aleph, Shana Bet perhaps, right? It's like, meaning, you already passed those. You're choosing to be in yeshiva, Baruch Hashem. And you wear tittis, and you do everything you're supposed to, and you're Shema Shabbos. I'm a good person, I'm a good Jew. And when I get to Shemayim, I don't have much to fear. I'm pretty good. Okay, yeah, there are a few things wrong, but definitely my good outweighs my bad. Definitely. A person can convince themselves. But what about Yom Techacha? What about who we really could be? What about if we're selling ourselves short, and we don't realize it, and we're not putting in enough emails, we're not putting in enough effort? That's scary. And specifically, the Ramchal telling us that's an area specifically when it comes to Yerushalayim and building my Yerushalayim. Because on the outside, I'm doing everything good. It's more I could have been doing. It's not necessarily wrong. It's what I could have been doing, or I could have been becoming more. I could have been developing myself more. I'm just weak in this development of Yerushalayim and Avas Hashem. How you talking? Let's just read a little bit weiter. How you talking? Shiyiga v'yamol. We spend so much time in so many areas analyzing and thinking through in areas I'm not obligated to be learning, perhaps. In all discussions that are going to end nowhere. Halachos, perhaps, dinim both. Lemude Kodesh, Lemude Cholim, whatever it might be, that are not Shaykh Lanu. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, a Chayva Rabba, Nazveu Lehergol, we leave that to habitual. Maybe I'll develop it, maybe I won't. Oh, if I'm inspired on a particular Musa Shir, it will happen. V'nani Cheyu Lemitzvah Sanashim Min Lemuda, and I leave it to being mechanical. Chas V'Shalom. And I know it's not necessarily, you know, sometimes, but that's not where my heart is. I want to be studying this subject and develop myself in this way, quote unquote. But we all know, it's Mishnah Ravos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, Batel Retoin Cha Bishvil Retoin Noi. What are we in this for? Why should we be in this? Batel Retoin Cha Bishvil Retoin Noi. What's most important, what the Rabbi Nishlam wants from us, what the Abishter wants from us? I want to bring the Shem Shemayim. I want to bring Nachas Ruach LiYitzray. So the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from us Ma Hashem Melkecha Shomach Kim LiYira. He wants us to develop our Yira. So why are we not spending enough time developing our Yira, figuring out how we could be more in awe of Hashem, developing our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, developing our Yiddishkeit, our emotional Yiddishkeit? So this is what Baruch Hashem we're doing, and we're not going to leave Chas V'Shalom to Hergel, and we're not going to leave Chas V'Shalom to Mitzvos Anashim Melumada. And this is the avoida that we have, and we need to make sure, by the way, we'll end right over here. I know it's in the middle of a paragraph this time, but we have to say a lot of ideas, and we'll have to continue from right over here. Bezer Hashem is Baruch next time. But Lamaisa, I hope what we're doing here is only a spark plug that mamish every single day. I hope every one of us is taking this as a chizuk, and specifically the Akdama, which is telling us the importance of studying Musar, that each and every one of you and all of us are studying Musar every single day and trying to develop this relationship every single day, not just the one time a week we come together. Because Halavai, we have to understand how chashuv this is, and every single day, this is what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from us to be developing. Masham Elkecha Shomach Kim Liyira, and Achas V'Shalom leaving to Hergel. We should have a beautiful, wonderful day, amazing, beautiful week. We'll continue Bezal Shem.